I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India concludes a marathon seven-phase election with results and very few surprises. What will it mean for Christians? We'll also examine how education and vocational training bring freedom and challenge to the witch doctors of Uganda. We'll explain that in a little bit. But first, India's election results are a troubling sign for believers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu Nationalist Party, the BJP, won by a landslide, guaranteeing five more years of power. In 2014, the BJP won 282 seats in Parliament's lowest house, the first time in 30 years that a single party got so many seats. This time, they won 303 seats. Bibles for the World's John Podaiti says,
"For my friends in the business community, they find it to be a good thing because they see it as a political stability. They don't expect any major changes. But I'll tell you, from the Christian community, it is really not a good thing. We have seen the escalation of persecution during the last 5 years that this current party has led the government. Christians across the country are bracing themselves for another 5 years of the same, and many are expecting it to get worse."
Modi and the BJP have made no secret of their Hindu first agenda. There's even talk of a move toward two types of citizenship, Hindu and non-Hindu.
We've got to keep praying that those people who are out there working hard for building the kingdom, for getting the good news of Jesus Christ out to the people of India, will continue with the same fervor and passion as they have been doing.
This next question gets a little personal. Do you have an estate plan? I mean, if not, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, has partnered with Financial Planning Ministry. And together, they're taking the mystery out of estate planning. Through the partnership, Sat7 is offering a seminar that helps Christians protect themselves and wisely steward their resources. Plus, Sat7's John Frick says estate planning can actually help further the gospel. How? Well, by drafting ministry gifts in the estate plans.
We do ask people to be prayerful about how God may want them to leave an estate gift, whether it's Sat7, whether it's their local church, whether it's some other ministry. We want to advance the kingdom of God.
The partnership makes available all kinds of free resources to help, and the goal, to help foster biblical stewardship.
I truly believe that one day as we stand before God and we're called to account for how did we manage and steward the assets and resources that God had given to us and asked us to manage. Those who've done some estate planning, at least be able to answer those questions with some specific actions.
And we'll end today in Uganda, where the building of a new school provides hope for abused children. Light Academy and Vocational Center will give students the chance to receive a Christian education and learn some career skills. Dean Vandermeer from Set Free Ministries tells us,
"We want every one of our young people to know how to do jobs that when they leave that high school, they can be gainfully employed immediately. So the girls will know how to do hair, they'll know how to sew, they'll know how to cook, they'll know how to grow their own food."
Many kids in Uganda have been sexually abused or are at risk for human trafficking. Set Free plans to have Light Academy fully built in just 4 years so that more students will have the chance to stay in school.
So what's happening in Uganda is there's so many orphans and there's so many poor that sometimes the child is sold for what she's worth. And so that's a real problem. What we want to do is we want to have an opportunity for these children to become disciples of Christ from age 5 until 19.
Over 300 students graduate from Set Free sponsored schools each year. And through child sponsorship, you can give more kids that opportunity. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a free resource called The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. This free book will only be available to the first 300 signups, but with it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.